Welcome to Managing AML. I am Dr. Richard Stone. I am frequently asked, how should patients with relapsed mutant FLT3 AML be treated? This is actually a very difficult question because there is no standard of care for such patients. Moreover, now that we have a newly approved drug to be used in the upfront setting for patients with mutant FLT3 AML, the landscape is likely to be changed. The patient's leukemia is likely to be a little bit different now in that context of patients having received a FLT3 inhibitor in the upfront setting and perhaps also a stem cell transplant. The most important point here about relapsed mutant FLT3 AML in the relapse setting is it still mutant FLT3 AML? Because you have a patient in the upfront setting, you've diagnosed FLT3 AML by a genetic test, they've been treated one way or the other, perhaps with a FLT3 inhibitor nowadays, maybe they were treated before the FLT3 inhibitor was approved, and now they've relapsed. So there's many questions to ask. The first is, are they still mutant FLT3 positive? We know that patients who are diagnosed with mutant FLT3 AML may relapse without mutant FLT3 AML. The clone may be extinguished and the AML may be driven by other mutations. Secondly, if a patient has mutant FLT3 AML at relapse, they may not have had it at diagnosis. In other words, you've got to redo the mutational testing at the time of relapse to see if they picked up a FLT3 mutation, if they haven't had it, or if they've lost a FLT3 mutation that they did have, because that will influence how you approach the patient. Right now, there is no standard care for relapsed AML treatment. Right now, one of the most important general features to know about is whether or not they're fit for intensive chemotherapy. That's really the first step, because many patients may be older, they may have comorbid disease, they may have a poor performance status, they may be frail, and you wouldn't want to subject them to the difficulty of mild suppression and mucosal toxicity of a typical relapse regimen, which is really either high-dose Ara-C and mitoxantrone, possibly what's called FLAG-IDA, which is fludarabine, Ara-C, and cytarabine, or MEC, which is mitoxantrone, Ara-C, and etoposide. All these regimens are very tough. So you might say, okay, let's say I do have a fit, relapsed FLT3 AML patient. I've gone through the trouble of reassessing their mutational pattern now. They still have the mutation or they picked it up. Should I give MEC plus midostaurin? Should I give MEC plus other FLT3 inhibitors like sorafenib? That's the only other one that's approved now, and that's not approved as a FLT3 inhibitor, but rather in renal cancer as a VEGFR inhibitor. So the answer is we don't know. And it's very important to try to enroll such a patient on a clinical trial if possible. There are two types of clinical trials you could think of. One is chemotherapy plus placebo or alone versus chemotherapy plus a novel FLT3 inhibitor. Some of those trials are ongoing. For example, in Germany right now, they're doing a trial of high-dose mitoxantrone versus high-dose mitoxantrone plus crenolinib, a second generation or more specific FLT3 inhibitor. There are also patients who aren't fit for chemotherapy. For those, you might want to consider using a hypomethylating agent. Hypomethylating agents together have about a 10 or 11% response rate in relapsed AML overall. Of course, that's generally given to patients who aren't deemed to be fit for chemotherapy. There is interesting data from MD Anderson where azacitidine is combined with sorafenib, the aforementioned kinase inhibitor that also has FLT3 inhibiting activity. That's an interesting trial to use. Again, it's not approved for that, but you could consider azacitidine plus sorafenib in a unfit relapse mutant FLT3 AML patient. So I think we really need a lot more research in this area. The summary points are, please remeasure the mutational profile of your patient when they relapse. Please consider a clinical trial. Please assess the patient for their degree of fitness. And right now, the standard of care is either intensive chemo alone or non-intensive chemo without the addition of a FLT3 inhibitor, but we also have to think about that in terms of developmental therapeutics. Finally, there are two very important clinical trials going on right now that are testing whether a single agent specific FLT3 inhibitor, in one case gilteritinib, in the other case quizartinib, might be better than dealer's choice chemotherapy in relapsed mutant FLT3 AML patients. So I think it'd be very relevant to consider enrolling your relapsed mutant FLT3 AML patient on one of those two trials, if at all possible. Thank you very much for viewing this activity.